It's a compilation of stories and political observations from former Mississippi journalist turned politicos Michael Rajabian and Alan Huffman. Rajabian and Huffman conduct high-level opposition research for political campaigns, from as high up as president to Congress to, in some instances, even at the city council level. So do they dig up dirt on candidates, or are they hired guns in search of the truth?
Tell me, how did you guys get involved in opposition research to begin with?
Well, we were both trained as newspaper reporters, and then we made segues into politics, working for elected officials, and then just decided that we would use, I guess, the skills that we had developed in both of those professions in one task. And so that was opposition research, because it's a lot like being a newspaper reporter, but you're working within politics.
You guys like to talk a lot about how this isn't necessarily the dark arts, it's the light arts, because you're finding and seeking the truth. So maybe explain that philosophy.
Well, I mean, what we do is we go out and we research our candidate just as vigorously as we do, you know, our opponent. So at the end of the day, we're trying to find the truth. And some people call that the dirt. But, you know, it's what it is. And it all has to be backed up by documentation. So when people say you're just digging up dirt, you know, we have the stuff to back it up.
Alan, how difficult is it in this day and age where you've got internet and the ability for things to go viral so quickly and the lack of documentation or false documentations out there? How does that become a challenge?
It's a huge challenge, because you can say anything now, and once it goes viral, it becomes essentially the truth. And, you know, so that's kind of frustrating to us when we see ads that are effective. But as opposition researchers, we can see that there's no documentation to back them up, and yet people accept those as the truth. So we just have to, you know, keep our focus on getting documents and making sure that what we create is factual. And we hope the voters will eventually see through the smoke screens that are thrown up by these invented claims.
I love the stories in your book. You got so many colorful figures, and also you explain in such great detail in the book just the tedium that goes into doing this very, very laborious type work. I mean, how much fun was it to write the book and get some of that stuff out on paper?
It was great fun. I mean, we do have a lot of stories because we've been on the road for, you know, 18 years. So the tedium is just part of it. But the fun part is going to these places and talking to these folks, and the book reflects that, and never knowing where you're going to end up. Alan, you know, ended up on a trailer, you know, on the North Carolina, South Carolina line with a guy with a shotgun across his lap. I'm in the middle of the night with some congressional candidate who's showing me their ballroom dance skills. So those things kind of like add to the fun and kind of the mystery of the whole job.
But it is funny that a lot of people say it's really a glamorous job, isn't it? And I say, well, it's glamorous in the sense of two middle-aged guys roaming the Midwest in a rented Hyundai.